According to a survey, over two-thirds of Americans are planning to travel this summer. This means that airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up their hiring. Who do they turn to? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/5things.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Friday, the 13th of August, 2021. Today, authorized booster shots for some, plus what we learned from the census and more. Here are some of the top headlines. The Taliban captured another three provincial capitals in Afghanistan on Friday. The insurgent offensive is quickly moving closer to the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban now controls more than two-thirds of the country, just weeks before the U.S. plans to withdraw its last troops. 14 children have died in hot cars this year, including four this week in the U.S. The majority of deaths came when a caregiver left the child unattended, and authorities are urging adults to take extra precautions. And two travelers to Hawaii face up to a year in prison and up to $5,000 fines after faking vaccination cards to get into the state. Norbert Chung and Trevor Chung were arrested Sunday at Honolulu's airport after violating the state's safe travels program. Severely immunocompromised Americans can now get an extra COVID-19 vaccine dose. Almost 3% of the country will be eligible for a booster shot of either Pfizer or Moderna's vaccine. The FDA authorized the move on Thursday for those on medications or with diseases that suppress their immune system. They may not have gotten adequate protection from earlier vaccine doses and are more likely to get a response to an additional dose, according to the FDA. One study showed that in people with solid organ transplants, only about 15% had an immune response after the first dose, and half mounted one to the second dose. But later research showed that a quarter of those with no immune response to the first two doses did have one to the third. There are not clear numbers on how many of those infected after vaccination are transplant patients or immunocompromised in some other way, but doctors anecdotally have said they make up a large percentage of people hospitalized with so-called breakthrough infections. Dr. Ajit Limai from University of Washington Medicine confirmed that science on Thursday.
Persons who received an organ transplant or various other forms of immunosuppression, I'm getting rituximab for B-cell malignancy, stuff like that, the rates of people responding defined by measuring antibodies in various assays, is much, much lower than persons who are not immunosuppressed. The data that we have so far is pretty limited in that the numbers of patients who've received a third dose, who've been strictly evaluated for safety and for immunogenicity, how well they respond, is pretty limited. But I think in light of what's going on now, it's certainly one strategy as part of a global strategy to deal with. It's not just get your third dose and you're good to go. I mean, it's just not that simple, but I think it's very reasonable to consider that based on the data that we have now.
A recent study published in the journal Transplantation found that the risk of a vaccinated transplant patient getting a breakthrough infection is 82 times higher than the general population, and their risk of hospitalization or death is 485 times higher. The FDA has not mentioned immunocompromised patients who received the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. As we mentioned in Thursday's show, we now know more about the United States after 2020 census data was released Thursday. And as predicted, the white American population has gone down in recent years. Diversity skyrocketed in general, and the multiracial population soared since the 2010 census. It rose from 9 million to 33.8 million, an increase of 276%. 57.8% of the country is white, 18.7% is Hispanic, 12.1% black, and 11.4% Asian or another ethnicity. We also now know that 86% of Americans live in metro areas, slightly up from 85% in 2010. 312 of 384 U.S. metro areas gained population from 2010 to 2020. The four largest city populations remain the same. They are New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston in that order. But Phoenix beat out Philadelphia for number five. It's also the fastest growing city in the country over the past decade. Michael Schneider from the Associated Press has more.
We are getting older and we are getting more diverse. Probably the headline from today's data release is the fact that the white population has declined for the first time on record. The white population is still the largest racial and ethnic group in the U.S., but its share of the overall population is declining. And a large reason for that, in the past, it was immigration, and that still played a role over the past decade. But probably a bigger role was the fact that white women's birth rates have declined. And what the Census Bureau numbers show today is that people from smaller counties in the past decade moved to larger counties. And that's reflected in the fact that 80% of the metro areas in the U.S. saw growth, whereas only about half of what they describe as micropolitan areas, and these are basically small towns, only about half of these small towns showed growth. So you are seeing growth in these urban areas, you know, especially in the Sun Belt. I mean, we're talking about, you know, cities like Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth. The Villages, which is a retirement community about an hour's drive northwest of Orlando, was the fastest growing metro area in the U.S. And what's amazing about this place is just decades ago, it was cow pastures. But the growth has been a phenomenon, and it's attracting retirees from all over the country. And it's been dubbed Disney World for seniors. And in North Dakota, what you saw in the past decade was the result of an energy boom that sent workers en masse to North Dakota to work in the energy fields there. And the fastest growing county in the nation in the past decade was McKenzie County, North Dakota, which saw its population grow 131%.
For lots of other interesting tidbits, search census on usatoday.com. Tropical Depression Fred is slowly gaining strength again in the Caribbean, and forecasters think it'll again reach tropical storm status on Friday. The system was dropping heavy rain over Cuba Thursday night into Friday and should hit South Florida by Saturday, according to the National Weather Service, if it stays on its current track. Forecasters have already issued a tropical storm watch for the Florida Keys and Florida's southwest Gulf Coast. Fred became a tropical storm on Tuesday, soaking Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. It then slammed Haiti and the Dominican Republic before continuing north through the Caribbean. It has since weakened to a tropical depression, but is again getting stronger. Fred is the sixth named storm of the 2021 hurricane season and the first this month. There hasn't been a named storm since Hurricane Elsa in early July. Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, is stepping down as her conservator. Just days ago, he argued in court documents that there are no grounds to fire him as conservator. But on Thursday, he said in a document that stepping down is in the best interest of his daughter. The document obtained by USA Today reads, quote, "Even as Mr. Spears is the unremitting target of unjustified attacks, he does not believe that a public battle with his daughter over his continuing service as her conservator would be in her best interests," unquote. Britney's new lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, said the decision is a major victory and a step toward justice. Britney Spears has been fighting to rid herself of the conservatorship for years. It's controlled her finances and some personal decisions since 2008. She said in court this summer that the conservatorship even prevented her from removing an IUD device to have children. The season finale of Jeopardy will air Friday night, and it's the last one with a guest host, this time sports announcer Joe Buck. It'll also be the final one before new hosts Mike Richards and Miam Bialik take over hosting. The quiz show announced the pair this week, with Richards taking over the weeknight slots and Bialik taking primetime specials and tournaments on ABC. Jeopardy! Went through 16 guest hosts over the past year after longtime host Alex Trebek's death last November. As for new host Mike Richards, he's the current executive producer of the show and has hosted game shows in the past, including as a Jeopardy! Guest host. USA Today's Ralphie Aversa has more on the new face of Jeopardy!
Richards joined Jeopardy! Last summer. He's hosted game shows before, namely Beauty and the Geek and Pyramid. And he tells USA Today that, quote, "Once I was able to get past the enormity of the man who stood behind the lectern for the better part of four decades, it was very fun." He gave us a lot of other nuggets as well about what's to come. For example, Richards said that some guest hosts were picked as potential permanent replacements. Others, like Dr. Oz, were chosen because of how close they were to Trebek.
Thanks for listening to 5 Things. A quick shout out if you're listening on Your Daily Drive through Spotify, and if you're listening for the first time, we love that you're here. You can get the show every morning on Spotify. Just search 5 Things under Podcasts on the app and click Follow. Your phone will automatically download the podcast each morning. Thanks as always to Shannon Green and Claire Thornton for their great work on the show. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Network.
There are some things in life that I like to pick out myself, so I know I've got the one that's best for me, like cuts of steak, mattresses, bottles of wine. What if you could do the same for hiring? That's where ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply comes in. It lets you pick your favorites from top candidates. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/5things. How does Invite to Apply work? ZipRecruiter sends you the most qualified people for your job. Then, you can easily review the candidates and invite your top choices to apply. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, "I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. It's easy for me, and it's easy for them. See for yourself. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/5THINGS, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/5things.